This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.
The Punisher, a firearm-wielding vigilante, was pulled from New York Comic-Con by Marvel and Netflix, something Steve Harsh, who's been attending for years, understands.
I do kind of agree with that, out of respect for the victims and for the situation.
But another attendee, Leo Lawrence, says the Punisher didn't cause the Vegas shooting.
That's only punishing the fans, and it's only letting the idiot that did it win.
Punisher or not, security here is tight, with the NYPD's heavily armed anti-terrorism unit standing guard. At the Jacob Javits Convention Center in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Take that as a yes.
What?
The ring.
The world remains in mourning after the death of Superman. Violence, acts of war, and terrorism are all on the rise.
I had a dream. It was the end of the world.
Invasion.
I think it's something more. Something darker.
We're asking people we don't know to risk their lives.
Strong man is strong as alone. You ever heard that?
That's not a saying. That's the opposite of what the saying is. Divided, we are not enough. The world needs Superman. Why I brought you together.
Ride ain't over yet.
My man.
As a bat signal, that's your... That's your signal. That means we have to go now.
Yeah, that's what that means.
It's so cool.
Hey, what's up, guys? And what's up to this episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today, we've got a special music guest for you. We're joined by the guys of the Creep Boys. What's up, my guy?
What's going on, man? How you feeling?
Hey, doing good. I'm super excited to have you on today's show.
Yeah, man. I'm excited to be on here, man.
No doubt. I wanted to just thank you so much for coming by today's show. It means a lot to me, and I'm super excited to talk about what you guys have in the works. You've been just really, really blowing up. I want to talk about your newest record with my team.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about what went into this recording. I know that this is something that, you know, you guys put your heart and your soul into, and you really, I mean, this was like your calling card to the world. Tell me a little bit about what it was like working on this project.
Well, ADC
has joined.
It's more so, hello?
Hello?
I'm still on the line, right?
Yep, you are.
All right. So it's more so of, like, when you're coming from Baltimore, like, everybody go through the struggle for real. Like, everybody's struggle different, but we all been through the struggle for real. And I think with my team, so wow. Basically shows what we've been going through in our everyday life.
Yeah, no doubt. You guys have done such a good job of blending hip-hop with soul, a little bit of R&B,
right.
some gospel. Tell me, like, what's your background? How are you guys able to mesh together such a rich but complex sound?
Well, I think more so for myself, I know I kind of have a church background from being younger and my parents being in the church. And growing old, I kind of grew out of it. But, you know, once you learn certain things, you should never really grow out of it. But Betty, he's had some choir experience. So has Seven, Two. Like, we just got...
Betty Moolah!
All our voices come together and make one.
How's
one
going? Time.
No doubt. So, how do you guys work together so well? I know that people are coming together to create something that is just amazing, like what you guys are doing. A lot of times there's like creative differences. Sometimes people bump heads. How do you guys gel so well? What is it that keeps you guys together, keeps you guys going strong?
Well, one thing I can say before this whole Creek Boys and the whole song, we was always brothers first. And that's how we keep it. Ain't no breaking up. You hear about the Creek Boys. So, I mean, we just try to be different and diverse. And
you guys
give everybody a little bit of flavor of everything. And we sit together. And that's basically the best thing you get out of our music is unity. And, you feel me, it bring everybody together. Everybody can relate to our music. And it's definitely been big for the kids. Like, kids love the song.
Can somebody throw you on with questions you've asked already? So I can know.
So basically, he just wanted, he asked us, like, what inspired the song? What kind of buzz together? He said he had a little bit of everything in our music. So basically, I was explaining to him how you was in the choir before. I was in a fire before, and so was Freddie. So,
yeah.
Right here for gospel coming out of that or whatever.
Cool. So what is it that keeps you guys together and going strong? I know that you guys have been through a lot, you know, I would imagine, and there's a whole lot like that goes into the writing and just, you know, the decisions that you guys do. How do you guys keep
together? Yeah, look at it's simple. Just look at the bigger picture. What's the bigger picture? Beefing with each other and then fall out with these out on $1 million goal or, you know, a big opportunity or sit together and make some money. It's simple. That's the easy answer.
That is an easy answer.
We prioritize each other. We know one thing we learned. Dude, time is not to step on each other's toes, and we learn how to sit together. That's right there. This learning each other was the biggest thing about this. Once you learn each other, you learn the do's and the don'ts of another individual, and that's how you better your bond with that person.
Yeah, this is ETS 3.
This is ETS 3. That's like your family, man.
Yeah, no doubt. What's up?
Yeah, even though these ain't my blood, you know, blood thicker than water, but you need water to survive. So you feel me what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt. What was it like for you guys growing up in Baltimore, and how did growing up in Baltimore help to like shape and define your sound?
Rough. Oh wait, say it again.
What was it like growing up in Baltimore, and how did growing up there help to kind of shape and define your style?
Well, I mean, to be honest, our style is not really like, you know, it's like, I can't really say that because the dudes that's popular here, they don't sound nothing like us. They don't sound anything like our group. They all have like this stuck out sound. I was just different. So, I mean, I don't really know how to answer the question. because it doesn't really apply because we have our own family. It's like I told you from before, you feel me? It's like everybody in Baltimore pretty much going through the same thing for us. Everybody's struggling, you feel me? So mm-hmm. It's like we all got the same struggle here, you feel me?
Yeah, no doubt.
Trying to make it away from here. That's the goal.
But when Jay Reezy made the song, he made the hook for the song, it was like basically, you feel me, like God was talking to him for real. Like,
yeah.
He put everything in there, Baltimore, too many names down, can't nobody stop my shine, however you want to say it, you feel me? That's how we all feel, you feel me? Every day we on our grind because we got a purpose, you feel me? Together as brothers, you feel me? We got a purpose. We on the same grind every day trying to get to the same dream, same goal.
What's the biggest clip that you want people to get from your music, and like when they listen to it, is there like a message that you want them to take away from it?
One more time.
What's the biggest takeaway that you want people to get from your music, like when they listen to it? Is there a message that you want to convey to the person listening to your music?
It's not really simply a message. It's just I want them like to understand where I'm coming from. You know, mine might be different. Bree, tell me yours first, so I can just piggyback it. Cause I'm like a little off.
I feel like music speaks what cannot be expressed. You feel me? Like music is another way of expressing yourself. So when we express ourselves through our music, we want people to understand what we're going through. And people who may be going through the same struggle or same situation can get something out of our music, you feel me? That's what it's all about in the day, the bigger picture, you feel me? We trying to
get more like
lives here.
It's more like if the shoe fits, the shoe fits. That's pretty much how it sounds.
For a new head, like, something is that.
Oh, yeah. There you go. I'm looking for
Man, I love it. So let's go back. I want to talk a little bit more about your newest record. What was it like creating this record for you guys? Did everything come together real easy? Did things kind of fall in place, or was there
challenge with my team? Right, with my team.
Yes, sir. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
With my team. Oh yeah.
It was challenging.
It was easy.
It was challenging because we recorded the song like 2 times prior to the master.
I wouldn't even say
that's a hard part, Freddie.
Yeah, well,
that ain't a hard part. I only look at that.
No, what I mean by that is we gotta give them the real. You feel what I'm saying? The song didn't come.
Yeah, because we had to keep doing it over.
When we first did the song, we had to do some critiquing, but we knew that the song was a great song. We just knew that it needed more work and more time.
Yeah, that's what it was.
It was
easy to make, because it's just trying to find the sound.
It was basically like where one of them songs where though you do a song, it was one of them songs that could have got given up on easy, but we really all enjoyed the song a lot, so we didn't give up on the track. So we kept pushing to make that track the best it could. So I want to give a shout out to our producer on that. You feel me? He played a part on bringing out that great sound we got. Shout out to Chauncey Wright.
That's what's up.
Shout out to B-Rider. Rider B.
Yes, sir. So are you guys pleased with the final product? Do you guys like, is there anything that you would change about what you guys recorded?
Heck no. No. You see, you talking to us, man. Why would you regret this? No, everything on there is perfect. It's perfect the way it is.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, like, I didn't know if you could have, like, done things differently to, I don't know, make the process easier or anything like that, you know, because, like, sometimes,
I mean,
like,
if we would have knocked it out and had it mastered the first time we did it, then that would have been more perfect. We would have saved more money. But we didn't have no money back then. And we was doing that trying to go to the studio with our last couple of coins, and we got to keep going back. Well, that was the hard part right there. Had to keep spending the money.
No doubt.
But no, it's no regrets on anything. Like, everything came across perfectly. Everything.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Everything.
What would you say, I guess, is what would you say is like the biggest misconception that people have about, you know, the hip-hop game and just trying to get their start in the industry? Because I know, like, a lot of people, you know, they think it's so easy to get in, but obviously, like, you guys, you had a journey that you had to go through, you know, to get where you are today.
Oh, man, that's an easy question. Anybody want to answer before I do?
What?
All right. No, I mean, wait, one more time for the question so I can give you the accurate answer. My bad.
Sure. Was just wondering, what would you say, in your honest opinion, is, like, the biggest misconception that people have about, you know, the hip-hop industry and just getting into it and, you know, getting their start like you guys did?
Honestly, that's easy. See, the thing about it is that people get screwed up is that they never come original. People usually just base their sounds off of, you know, like tight beats. So when they're using tight beats, they try to sound like the individual whose type it is. Nobody comes with their own style. That's what sets us aside from everybody else. We have our own style. Everybody else, they tend to sound like him or sound like him or sound like him a little bit too much. So
not only that, it's originality.
I feel like the music speaks on who you are. You feel me? So the type of music you make and the type of energy you're going to bring around, you feel me? Mm-hmm. In the hip-hop game, a lot of times it's being determined as negativity when a lot of people say certain things, but nothing is negativity if that's how you really live. So, you feel me? I feel like, you feel me, in the rap game, you feel me, how you live is what you should be talking about.
If you ain't living it, don't talk about it.
You feel me? So that's what we do.
You said the question, you said any artist coming in the game, they got to know that it's going to take a lot of patience and dedication and determination and will, power, even when you don't want to do it. You know what I'm saying? It just, you got to have those traits in you that, like, you don't just have no mindset of giving up. You get what I'm saying? Like, you just, in order to last in this industry, I just feel like, you got to give it your all. You feel me? And you just got to be consistent.
Yeah.
So for anybody coming in the game, I feel like they should be determined, dedicated, and ready to work. They ask them.
They think the
money, but damn, you got to put the work in. You feel me? You don't work, you don't eat.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
You don't grind, you don't shine.
What keeps you guys motivated? I know it sounds like another crazy question, but what keeps you motivated? Because I know it's, you know, there are some days where it is rough. Like,
damn.
You know.
This is Jay Reezy. And I just want to say, if I don't have $1 billion, I'm not motivated. So that's what keeps me motivated.
All I got to do is just walk outside and I'm motivated.
Man, God keep me motivated. My mother keep me motivated. My family keep me motivated. My management team keep me motivated. My brothers keep me motivated. My fans keep
my
me motivated.
My skin color.
That's what keep me motivated. Waking up every day knowing that I got some people I got to take care of and the family to feed. You feel me?
Yes, that's what keeps us motivated. I love it. What do you guys got planned to work on next? I know that you guys, you know, you got this new record that's out. It's been gaining a lot of traction, except, you know, from like Yo Gotti or Yachty and others. Have you guys already started working on your next album?
No, we're still perfecting the first.
You said Yo Body?
Yo Gotti.
No, Yo Gotti. Not Yo Body.
Who's dumb as
shit? Who's dumb as shit?
The weed keeps me motivated, I forgot to say that. The weed. It's the weed. The average is hey.
I love it.
But
I wanted to ask
in his car.
Say what?
I got that. Living in Baltimore, keep motivated. Come move out here.
That's what I said, look outside. You're going to get motivated. You're going to be like, that ain't not. Like, no. Don't sleep outside. I ain't with that.
I'm in a struggle rate.
The man is getting locked up. That to keep you motivated. Somebody dying every day. That keeps you motivated. It's a lot of things here that can motivate you. It's just
man,
that what you take out of it.
I'd have been homeless, man. I'd have been all types of things, man. You feel me? We ain't going down. We ain't going backwards. We only moving forward, man. You feel me? If you ain't motivating us, or you ain't got our best interest, and you feel me?
We ain't fucking with you.
Yeah, man. We trying to really, you feel me, get it out the mud. This ain't no joke, you feel me? This ain't nothing we making up, you feel me? This how we going to make our living, you feel me?
Yeah, so, family in the Birkin bag in the house.
Yeah. This stuff people go through every day, you feel me, that people don't know about, you feel me? But
I just feel like everything is blessing, you feel me? Everything that's happening for us right now, organic, you feel me? So it ain't no whole bunch of money or nothing. Everything organic to us, then it's all natural. So just let you know it's straight time, no money behind it.
No doubt. Where can our listening audience find out more about you guys, purchase your music?
After Spotify, Tidal, SoundCloud, you can follow us on Instagram, CreepBoys111. You can Google us. We have Baltimore Sun newspaper.
That's what's up. Do you guys have any upcoming shows?
Yeah, Ace Management.
Yeah, you got Ace Management. As far as that, but we do got album on the way, one live album on the way. You plan on dropping it January 1st, 11-track album.
111 is a special number to us if you don't know that by now.
Oh, no doubt.
Just to throw that out there.
I was actually going to ask you about that.
My bad.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you about that. For us that don't know, tell us a little bit about the significance of the number.
I want Fetty to tell that part.
111, the only block in the county that we sent. There's really no blocks in the neighborhood where we're from. There's normally only blocks on the other side of town in the city area. So we basically sent that as the only block in the county. So we had the only block in Baltimore County.
Wow. That's amazing. That just shows how unique everything is. That's wow. Man, that is crazy. Tell me about your name.
Where we come from? Say it again?
Tell me about your group name, Creep Boys. Where does the name come from?
Well, we from the Creep.
The name comes from, originally the name comes from Cross Creek Apartments. It's like three different apartments that make up the whole Creek. Glen Oak is considered GBC 111, which got the only block. And then you got Cross Creek, which is at the top. And you got Windsor Mill in the middle. So basically, the Creek Boys came from original name Cross Creek Apartments. So that's one thing for it. And we actually have a definition for it, if you would like to hear.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Yo, son, I'm about to crash out this bitch. It's wet as shit.
So this is definitely to be made for a Creek Boy. So to be a Creek Boy is to be powerful individual who follow a spiritual path of faith to reach his pinnacle as a king. But I mean, basically, to be a Creek Boy just means to be the best you can be in your lifetime. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Man, I like that. That goes along really well with your music. I think that's why so many people are able to, like, relate to it. There's such a strong connection.
Just like,
do we consider this as a brotherhood, yeah? Brotherhood.
That's what it always is.
Can we say that? A brotherhood?
It always been that.
All right. I didn't know where I wanted to, you know, express it as that, because people been asking me, like, hell is it? What's the creep?
It's a brotherhood.
Brotherhood.
Yeah.
Brotherhood.
Okay, we brothers.
We brothers in the hood. Brotherhood, nigga. It's a brotherhood. Look at this shit. Dude, we had this shit in this car. Get him fired.
Well, guys,
the water really wet.
Well, guys, I want to thank you so much for coming on today's show, and I'm all out of questions, but I wanted to open the floor to you. If there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience?
To the audience?
Yes, sir.
Yo, this 13 Diddy on 1-4 for the Creek Boys. We got an album coming out. It's going to go platinum. Just watch. Mark my word.
Y'all Freddie Moolah. We appreciate all the fans. We love the city of Baltimore. I want to shout out to my management team, Pop C Boy AD. Shout out to them guys. Shout out to my producers, Chauncey Bright, Drake Stoller. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. Shout out to the Creek Boys that are still working on the album. Shout out to my team.
Shout out to Woodlawn and the Creek, Baltimore County. You feel me? 93 Squirrel Wide. That's about it, though.
It's
your boy, yes, please, man. Shout out to Baltimore. Y'all already know Creek Talk.
I love
that shit. You already know it's your boy, Jay to the Reezy. I just want to tell my listeners out there, never give up on your dreams. If you think you can do it, you can do it. Believe.
Hell yeah. I think we're going to drop the mic on that way, man.
Boom.
No doubt. Awesome. Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
All right, no problem, sir.